adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to adventures in pathfinding.
You're going through the towns of Kent, going through the southern town. You go through the wave.
The what?
The wave, which is
water,
which is like that membrane of magic. When you go far enough south,
it's sticky.
Oh, that's right.
Kinda magically sticky.
There's a magic membrane.
Yeah.
I become like a super
it's
saiyan.
Magically delicious. Oh, butter cake.
What about the rest of her?
Oh.
You
that
start.
Was so moist.
You guys start going through the alleyways of the house down here, though still really decrepit. It looks like some people are squatting in a lot of these houses.
Do we recognize, like, the Dark Knights? Do we recognize any of them?
You get to this open area right where the.
Who's that fat guy?
I hate squatters. You should kick him out.
The guy's obviously bigger than the orc. Like, this might
this
be
one?
A full blood.
Is that
orc.
I know.
Is that Franz's dad?
Yeah,
like really big.
Fernando.
Fernando.
There was something
orc for an orc. Rods is like 25.
So you get to what it looks to be. Looks like it might have been a market
like
of some kind. See a bunch of the knights. It's like blockading off. There's some icky looking people like looking at it. You're assuming you're like citizens.
I go up to the dark knights that are blocking off.
Can I explain the rest before you start doing everything up?
I thought you were done.
Pancakes, Eric! Pancakes!
I like pancakes.
You can see Krishaw sitting in the back giving orders and stuff, and as soon as you see Franz, she's like pointing him down there, and he has to go.
Oh.
They're like quarantined in the area. Alright, and in the corner here. You see, that's where all the dust and stuff was coming from. That you saw in the explosion. It looks like the house is almost collapsed in upon itself. And you see some of the Dark Knights talking to what you guessed are local folk.
So wait, they're actually investigating for once.
They
might have been there investigating.
The Dark Knights that are talking to people are not the Dark Knights that you guys play. The Dark Knight you guys play are being playing. No, they're playing.
They're the top
guard
tier. Okay. They're the Black Knights.
The darkest
Black
the Dark Knights.
The darker Knights.
Different kind of black. Different kind of dark.
Yeah, these guys are just squires.
These are the Twilights.
Yes.
Is that everything?
That is everything. Now
okay, I walked over and said, what's all this then?
What's
up? Whoa, Dad.
What's all this? Where's Shimmer? He's right behind you.
British
oh, okay.
Fine.
Well,
I go up to him and I say, is Tan done with my dragon armor?
You guys have pancakes?
No, that's right, Oyla. I'm completely different. I have
totally
a badger, and I like waffles.
Yeah, completely different.
Can I get to Krishaw? Can we have to go talk to her?
Not yet. Well, what are everybody else doing? Because David said he's already asking them a question.
He's
going
to
ask
questions
too.
I'm asking them what's all this then.
Who you're asking?
What's
going on?
Dark Knights in front of you.
Okay, yeah, I'd rather talk to Krishaw if possible.
I'm
with Kenny.
She's like giving orders around and talking to other people.
I feel like we can
like new recruits and I know who we are.
Kinda.
Losers.
They just think you're the innkeeper.
Don't
just
you know who we are?
I just hold up a piece of paper and go, yeah, officer, and I walk by.
Like, whoa. Like, there's been a collapse over here and we suspect that they're some of our own are in the rubble.
Oh, Dark Knights?
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, that sounds like a question.
So, what?
Can we get by to talk to Krishaw, please?
Cameron said it was Gangster Paradise.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He'll go, "Hey, boss, these guys say they know you."
I'll send Sivers to fetch Krishol.
And then I give a look like this with Krishol.
She'll be like,
Alright.
Alright,
I'm gonna bump chest with the knight's guy. The one that was questioning us, I'm just gonna like kind of shrug, like as walking by, I'm just gonna nudge him.
So we don't make cops to you.
Okay.
You buddy.
Don't be mean to him.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go look at the.
He turned around. Don't be mean.
I'm gonna go
don't
look at.
Don't be mean.
I'm gonna investigate the rebel letter. I'm talking to Krishol.
He's like, "Yay!
You gotta give him mixed messages."
I'm waiting for him to start climbing on the wall.
I'm working up with the wall.
Look
at me!
All right, Krishol, what's going on here? In the rebel.
Give me my book.
Yeah.
Which one's yours?
Probably top one. Whenever you're ready, Eric, I would like to protect my book.
So, Krishol will say, yeah, it looks like a couple of our own were in this building when it collapsed. It looks like they're investigating something. I'm not exactly 100% sure. They were on patrol. And I think, I don't know if you guys know him, but Garrus, he's one of our higher knights. He was in there. We haven't found his body yet. But, you guys are welcome to check it out, I guess. I mean, you, you have a way with things.
We are the A-team.
You
see, not the
you
D-team.
See,
I'm going to point
and you,
that guy.
And you guys seem to not, explode things all the time.
Sometimes.
And she says it loud enough that you see your other guy kind of like stiffen up a little bit.
I go, "Martin! Martin!"
Ah, you went, "Martin!
Martin!"
He pretends he doesn't know you guys.
Chinero.
Only a couple of smiths.
No, I investigate the robots.
Franz keeps looking at you for Lord.
Alright, so David's doing 100 actions at once. What's Tabit doing?
I would like to detect magic to see if there's anything I can figure out what's going on with this building.
Mm-hmm. Are we far away from the building? Or
I'm right,
this building
right
here.
Oh,
I'm
ask
right
like, what the building like was. Like, is it just a house? Residential?
I feel like Mento is
amazing. What is it, boys?
Yeah, Ryan's already played this, so he already knows everything.
Oh,
so
no.
I'm just going to stay quiet. You're deaf and mute. Could it be
the highest of high gods strikes in death? You know we're going to walk into a room full of spiders, just...
Or carry
on? Open the door and
well,
just
I'm sure Ryan, will agree with me. You probably wish there were spiders in this one.
I say we just leave it alone then. Let's just,
yeah,
we're done. Let's just burn it down. We can go back to the inn.
Let's just burn it some more.
Well,
we can go back to
the
innkeepers.
You've played this one before?
Yeah, like 3 weeks ago.
What happened?
I'll give you this hint. Did you just recently eat breakfast?
Everybody died.
No.
You scare them all off now. They're like, "Oh, we got a bunch of tigers."
If you did, you might want to carry a bag.
Should I have?
Whatever, sounds interesting. Let's
say I
should
have ate some Wheaties.
Let's go start an investigate.
Yes.
Get out our spectacles. magnifying glasses.
Oh shit, I forgot to ask Tan if he wants to buy my Asperger. Everyone make the Tans.
You do not detect any magic on the actual place from where you're at.
Okay, and somebody said that they felt like the house imploded.
They didn't say that. That's what David said with his miraculous nature check.
Oh, well, I'm going to investigate the rubble once you start doing your worthless magic checks. Right.
Why don't you send your dumb badger?
Okay.
Raise. Raise.
What are you doing? Well, I was asking what kind of building it was.
Okay.
Like, if it was, another store building.
It was a store. God, I just read this and it's like I'm drawing a blank on everything.
So I feel like I should do a perception check because nobody else has.
That's what I'm going to do as soon as it comes to my turn.
Well, too bad you talked too much.
It hasn't come to me.
I rolled a 3.
through all of your perception checks. Is that what we're gonna
do? Hey, what happened to this house?
I was just waiting for the turn to come to me.
What happened to this house?
Well, there's no reason we... If we're going to proceed...
Then we can't
let
it there.
Not.
Did a giant sit on it?
They'll say that it's some guy named Marchand's house. And it's just a house that he just started living in. They said he...
That sucks.
He moved from out of town like a week or two ago.
From where?
They don't know where.
From where? Does he have any affiliation to the Obsidian White Tigers? Swords? Plus one?
Plus one? No, they said the only person that he has had contact, that they've seen contact with, is the guy that runs the asylum.
Where did we hear about this asylum from?
We learned it at the Dark Knight's adventure, but our characters don't know anything about it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I've heard this asylum before.
Yeah.
So, all I know is if it's named Park, I'm just done. I'm leaving this town.
It's named Ark Canyon.
We're just gonna burn it down. That's what I'm thinking.
So you're saying the Dark Knight?
I am thinking these Dark Knights are doing things right. Like, instead of like wasting all right,
Lance,
time.
Kenny.
I was gonna do perception check, you guys.
Yeah. Right.
I did earlier.
Yeah. Like a great
I'll do it again.
Where are you
He's
at?
Giving us a weird face.
I'm moving towards the stuff.
Over here.
First initial to see it from seeing. Oh, so 19 total.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah, plus 11. To
that's
that.
Nuts.
He's also wise.
Okay, I got some reading stuff for you. Okay, the side of single story wooden house that collapsed outward into this 10-foot wide alley, adding to the color, clutter and refuse. The roof provides some shelter from the rain, leaving swaths of blood and gore on the walls here and there. The hideous smell wafting out of the ruined building is unpalpable as it is stomach turning. Perhaps the strangest is the huge spiral-shaped smear of blood on the wall opposite of the partially collapsed building.
Spiral-shaped.
Honey. Yep.
It's not very fun.
Sheltered by rain, this ominous room rises high on the side of the building as if some enormous hand used a broken and bleeding body as a brush to paint the mark.
I want to do... Is it me?
Yeah, what do you know?
Yep. Would it be survival or nature to try to detect what kind of blood it is?
Nature.
You can taste it?
It's poison.
Should I?
That is your thing. I feel like it was your thing. Look and see if there's
mouth.
A body below the drawing.
We don't think. Every time it rises, it's a cheater.
Cheater.
Cheater. Cheat. You know what's happening. Cheat.
I'm going to fill out my nature score.
Just make up a number.
It actually is plus 10. 18.
That's because it's made up.
It is human blood.
The worst kind.
I turn around and go, methinks human blood.
Did you taste it?
You taste it.
No, and then I'll taste it.
It is. You turned into a Wendigo.
You got
into a what?
A Wendigo.
I don't know what that is. A Winnebago? I'm an RV?
Yeah. Yeah.
Driving
beep, beep, and you just run across everything in town. You win.
I'm Winnebago, man. Literally.
Nope, you're a Pathfinder.
I'm going to roll to drive, dude.
I'm going to roll to... No. Will save.
Oh, no. I have a very high... Or that'd be 4-2.
Okay, so for Shiver's turn, I want him to burrow a little bit into the rubbish and see if he finds it.
Roll a check, and you're going to have to do it at minus... Four because Shivers is freaking out.
Can I play some music over my animal to...
Why is
Shivers
freaking
out? Yeah, am I rolling burrow check or...
You're pushing him because you don't have you don't have a command for him to burrow, I guess.
Let me add some...
Is that a trick? Because he can do it naturally.
Would that just be
a command?
I mean... Yeah, I guess it would be.
Like just a handle animal?
Yeah, just a handle.
Let me use my versatile performance to give him a little bit.
Because of the smell?
Okay, like
calm him down a little bit. That's
funny.
Be good. Yeah,
30!
It's a 27.
I'm going to play a song to make Lance
And
that'll be
a
G feel like
that'll be 20
I'm
for him
like
to burrow.
Kind of, actually, I'm going to annoy him really often.
Well, Lance started to help, but Philip screwed up because Lance is like, dude, it's like the really soothing music, and you see Shep going like, and then Philip like, bing, boing, bing, bing.
Oh, what are you doing?
You're like, eh, yeah.
Well, Shipper's got a 20.
And then you're like, mm-hmm.
You find anything? What you find? What you find there, buddy? What?
Is it like a lamp? Somebody's lamp? Is that what you're getting?
Uh-oh, I think you found something not good.
He'll come back to you and he gives you a brown eye.
Oh, some brown ice?
Eye.
Brown
this
eye.
He drops at your foot.
The old, so you gave me the old brown eye?
Yep.
That's,
so Shepard's killed this guy.
Well, at least on Brad's side, you got a spare now.
I'm pretty sure that badger
so I can use
somebody.
This as a replacement, right?
Who's missing an eye? We'll get to the bottom of this. But, yeah. Do
all right. Minto, the fresh maker.
Yeah, make this place fresh. It's gross.
I left all my mints at the end.
Yeah, he did put them on the pillow. He did say that.
That is my one job there, other than not burn the place down.
Well, get back to the end, then.
Well, I think he did a good job.
He's got a list on there. Please,
he
feet
smelted those Obsidian Tigers. You need to...
Like, don't
look up on top.
Go, Chipmunk.
Oh.
Chipmunk! That's a Chipmunk. That's Chippy.
I guess...
Chippy the Chipmunk. Actually, Mookie is what... I named the chipmunk that lives outside my house.
I guess I'd go around looking to see if
anyone
witnessed.
Yeah, because I got a 20 on that handle animal.
Okay.
That would be a smart thing.
Big gather.
I just felt
right.
It.
You'll find, you will find a cobbler across the street that seems to have witnessed everything.
What? Saw everything?
Saw everything go down, huh?
Come the guy that's played this one before is getting everything right.
I'm gonna
that's crazy.
I'm gonna join Mento while he's talking to this guy.
Great idea.
Then you commune with him and go, okay. Why did you beat this guy?
Yeah.
You get tired,
like
you're
standing up
we're,
I don't understand.
And your other Mento, how did you do this?
Yeah. I'm gonna whisper into Mento's ear.
It's funny because I was right.
What?
His other character name was Minto. How did other Minto do?
The other
just
Minto
like some
do?
Weird deja vu.
Alright, so what?
Like a past life.
Are you going to talk to the cobbler?
Yeah, we both are.
Alright. So this is what the cobbler, who has, you will notice. Right off the bat, has the rashes that you heard of from the blight on his arm.
Blimey.
This part's new.
So
he's
probably,
doing something different.
So I can probably relate.
See.
He's going through withdrawals. There shouldn't be any more blight production.
As every morning, the market was awake early. The merchants set up stalls in the top and. 2 hours before dawn and prepare their wares, which that was when a terrible something came crashing out of Marshall's house. There's an awful lot of screams and the entire house shook as if some great invisible hand had taken hold of it, was trying to push it into the ground or crumple it in its fist. I ran for the watch, but by the time we'd come back, it was all quiet. Was it more than a few heartbeats after the guards entered Michonne's home that was shaking and screaming began. Some of the guards ran back into the street only to be lifted into the air by something unseen and crushed most horrifically.
I'll put it back again.
left behind only two bodies, whatever it was. The house has been quiet ever since. But that doesn't mean that the monster is gone.
So this is a large house, so this
is pretty good. Something? It's a pretty good size, yeah.
Okay. Let's go in. Let's do this.
So this guy's house is pretty
big? I go up to the guy with the brown eye. Do you know this?
Do you know this? So you said this is just after dawn, so it's starting to get light out now, right?
Yeah, it's probably about 10 o'clock.
Here is, I'll give you a question for you. Do you go through the door or the hole in the wall?
Everybody knows the window.
I only go through doors when they're open for me, so I'm going through the hole.
Let's go through the hole in the wall. Through the hole.
Axl Rose.
Let's find another dice.
Yeah, it's mine.
Thank you. Yeah, I guess I'll do a perception check at the hole in the wall.
Sorry. Maybe we should go in different both doors. How big is this hole?
I don't know. I rolled a 20. Let's find out.
This whole side of the building.
So this guy says there's invisible hands clapping and smashing people.
Let me see
Might be me.
You are the door. newbie here. I don't know what.
Yeah, over did we spell to open the door.
It's just like backstab him. No, pretty good at that.
Not yet.
Peeking in, alright. This looks like it was a living room of some sort before it was destroyed. Doors are smashed open in the northern wall.
Yeah, this guy had nice stuff.
Has exploded outward. The furniture is in shambles and rain leaking in from multiple thresholds and rooms. Has done little to wash away the thick layer of sticky black slime that seems to coat every surface.
So it is raining right now?
No, it's not. It's going to send us like a water leaking.
Oh. Or just stop.
And then it just magically stops. Because
weather.
The same issue.
I know some weird things about this one. Like, they don't give...
You can wing it. I believe it.
I'll figure something out.
Yeah.
Slime that excludes a horrific stench, something like an open grave, burnt decay the air before a thunderstorm, wet and disease burnt and worse.
I'm going to...
Scatter amid the slime and rubble or body parts, too many to be from one victim and all strangely bloodless.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
David, come over here and taste this sludge.
Okay.
We need a sludge check on this.
It looks
this is
delicious.
Give us a nature check
on it. It smells like...
You know what? I look at it and I say, you know what? This reminds me of the stuff that the Dark Knight brought to us when they were talking about the Blight. Maybe you should do a Detect Magic to see if it's the same thing.
I watch you taste it and make sure it's not human.
No.
So, you said the bodies, the limbs are all bloodless?
No, I'm serious. You should see if it's the same thing as the Blight that you looked at before.
And there's more...
Or not.
There's more... obviously that guy wasn't alone.
What guy?
You said that there was more limbs in there than...
Yeah, guards went in there, yeah. From what this dude was saying.
There's more, yeah. Lots of dead people.
Yeah, so there are five Dark Knights total that went in.
So something
three
up
of them
the guy
are still in there,
too.
Two of them got, like, crumpled up outside the place.
I want to smite it.
Smite it? Okay. Smite what?
I think you saw oil
shows up. He smites it.
What is it?
Breaks through
what
the
dimension.
It?
The building?
I don't even know what we're doing.
He smites the building.
Did we go in the building yet?
No, I just...
He's peeking inside.
We're looking inside and these bodies everywhere.
Okay, I'll go in and...
Let's go in and check. Wallace, did you check that?
Okay.
I'll go in and do a perception on the sludge to see if it's the same thing as the
Blight. Well, I really didn't want David to taste it because that was his thing for a while. I guess it's new anymore.
I'm pretty sure it's the Blight. I want to go in and see if it's the Blight.
Yeah, I wasn't there for that.
Sneaking
to
your own?
Yeah, 3.
Okay. Lance, Kenny, what are you doing?
We're going to go in one at a time.
Everyone's walking in, yeah.
Okay, I'll walk in.
Everybody's walking in.
I'm going to...
Oh, and Dark Knights, come with us. Idiots.
Nope.
Other things.
Not since you said it caused idiot.
Yeah. I'm
staying
outside.
I said midgets.
These go in the dark.
No.
Brandon starts to have his nightmare.
No, I got him in the...
Oh yeah, I forgot about that part. Where we became children.
You want to get the
you become
like,
children, you
got
shrunk.
Oh, I thought we were children.
Yeah, like that one guy
no.
uses under. Yeah, it does like super heavy, like dense dice that he uses.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know how much it costs.
Oh, nerd poker?
Yeah, I heard
yeah,
that
the lead
on the last
one.
One. It's like, what is that made out of? Lead?
Yeah,
like,
and,
yeah,
yeah,
they're like depleted uranium. I'm assuming they're probably pretty pricey.
So what are you doing?
I'm going in. I want to look at the sludge and see if it looks like the blight that Franz showed me earlier.
I.e. tasting it.
No.
So who else is walking in?
He's learned to not put those kind of things in his mouth.
Rage was coming in.
We're all going in, I thought.
Everybody walking in?
No. I'm staying on the outside of the hole.
Oh.
All right, everybody else make fortune save, Shivers included.
Didn't read it. I don't know the module, but I've already made a great decision.
Shivers got a 23.
What is it, a fortitude?
Yep.
I got a...
And I got a 22.
Oh, shit. I have 11. I got a
12.
See, if I,
that was sneaking so good.
When I detect magic and I don't detect anything, that causes me to worry. It's not the opposite. So, once everybody comes in, the smell is so overpowering.
Oh.
You just feel... all the drake meat in your stomach and the eggs just...
You want the 23?
Let me finish.
Okay.
You just get vomited on.
Minto and David, you just kind of shake it off. Lance, like, got his mouth like full of puke, but then he just... But out of nowhere, no one notices,
right,
and you just see Rice come up and just throw up all over the place.
He throws up all over Shivers.
Okay.
Oh no.
Oh, he's sneaking.
So it's
good.
All sneaky, and then he just comes up.
No one can save me.
Where's the gas mask guy?
I'm sneaking.
So you just see vomit come out of the shadows?
Yeah.
Projectile vomit from nowhere.
One.
Just think, if it hit someone, that would have been a sneak attack damage.
Yeah.
Should have been.
I think only me and the paladin were the only two that didn't fail the rolls.
Oh, I go to Tabit. Like, Tabit, cover your nose if you come in here. Like, the smell is horrid. Put something,
yeah,
like mask yourself.
After watching her,
maybe
does
guest,
event,
does guest mask man have extra gas?
Yeah, go talk to Weird Mask.
Go to the disease guy.
Let's go get some masks.
Well, I'll just take, I gotta have something I can just put over my mouth.
I'm assuming I have something in this kit
so,
that I can just use a tire.
Philip, you have the sickened condition, which means you're at a -2 for
awesome.
A bunch of stuff until you leave that area.
So I'll just, like, kind of take my, I mean, I gotta have something. Just put over my mouth.
Badger.
Shivers on my...
Shivers
cover
my mouth.
Right after vomit on me.
Did
sure.
I give that warg hide to... To, I get that work.
I did.
I guess I
could
have.
Kind of wish you had that now, don't you?
You know, we could just move through the room and get out of this.
No. Place. No. No.
Shut up, Minto! Make this place fresh.
I wish I could.
Oh, wait, I have some kind of flesh.
Have a spell
I have demon
have a
flesh.
Febreze come in.
Okay.
Like Febreze.
It's probably rotted by now. So you probably
have. I have a crystal. Herbs? I have heal bonus herbs.
We just want some Febreze. Jesus, do you have any Febreze?
I'll take the Asperger and swirl it around, get some
I
incense
can say
going.
That horrible phrase
yeah.
of light fire.
Okay.
Herbs.
Freaking it all.
David takes that Aspergillogen that only Tabit would remember from the adventure way long ago.
Where he found that book that he can't
yeah,
remember.
But it kind of springs it around and it kind of alleviates the air a little bit.
Oh, nice. Can you get some more of that closer to that guy?
No, he's gross. I'm going to touch him.
David's Aspergillium alleviated the stench a little bit.
Yeah. Just because it's got like incense stuff in it. So.
Incense and peppermint.
It's not patchouli, is it? Because that'll make me
fun. No.
It's like hippie
yeah.
perfume.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of that last night
yeah,
at the show.
Yeah. I've done, like, throwing up on the wall right. over here.
When you walk in the back,
he's got a vial, too.
So, Ray's, want some trail rations?
Yeah.
I'm good.
I'm good.
Alright, so this is a parlor.
Doesn't taste as good on the way up.
This room was once a cluttered but cozy parlor, but now the couches, bookshelves, tables, and other comforts are in complete disarray. The eastern wall is partially silent as the eastern wall has partially collapsed, including what once may have been a fireplace in the northwestern and two doors northwestern what? In the northwest. And the two doors leading into other rooms of the building to the southwest. Hideous smell walks through these holes, which is where you guys.
Oh, God, why is there so much hideous smell?
I will finally enter.
after you guys were the guinea pigs.
I'm gonna like tie some of my clothes around my mouth.
I'm doing the whole pull the shirt up over the nose.
I'm gonna dwarf up.
I cut my nose off.
I think I have a bandit mask. I'm gonna, like,
what, do you smell better without your nose? Yeah.
I'm not a doctor.
I'm a ranger.
Let's
come
find
on.
Out.
Alright. I got some more.
I'm gonna try sneaking in.
I'll take all the shields I have and put them up against my mouth.
Hey,
do a sneak attack.
Wow, that throwing up really screwed me up because I get a minus two, so that takes me down to.
So you're not sneaking.
I think 16.
That's pretty. No. That's kind of sneaky. Yeah.
I want to sneak too.
I'm sure the carry on won't see you.
I get a 24 for sneaking.
Okay.
With a perception roll of 17, I can see you.
Yep, sure can.
That's good.
Can't see David. But you see shivers falling
around.
And I'm
no shivers rolls for stealth, too.
Oh, he has. Yeah. He's not a stealth, he can see shivers.
I don't know if he has stealth. I doubt it. Oh,
dex.
No, he does. Plus his dex.
Well, yeah, anyone can.
Minus
his armor.
So that's 17. His light armor, what's he get the minus for that?
2, I think.
Either
one or 2.
So 15? Me and Shivers,
so,
sneaky
team. Do I have any, without a perception check, is there any way of determining what possibly would have prevented this house collapse?
Probably the
give me
say walls falling.
Check. Invisible hand.
The knowledge.
Like, for the economy?
Yes.
Invisible hand.
Invisible hand.
That's
perception.
What happened.
Yeah, do a perception. 16, or 17, sorry.
And are you doing this?
Just I just
to,
want to see, like,
just the focus and in that room.
Yeah, just determine if there's any, like, what I may have in my entire, like, travels, whatever I know.
The only thing you're thinking of, if the crazy guy from across the street's true, is whatever this is was really big. That's the only thing you can get. There's, like, nothing. Just by looking, is like popping in your head. Saying,
I struggle.
Oh, this is one of these things.
And I'm like.
I'll sneak up behind Tabit since he doesn't see me. I'll go, you can start a church here.
I ignore that thought in my brain.
I kick open a door in that room.
Death Zone, give yourself 10 experience because that was hilarious.
Thanks.
For what?
What he said.
Oh. Alright, so. We got another door?
I ignore that.
Yeah, let's go,
go
through one
it.
Of those. Go through one
okay.
of the doors.
Oh, what? This door?
Whatever.
That's not a good enough answer.
Okay, top one.
Does that lead back outside?
Up there.
This one?
Yep.
That's a window.
That's not me. There I am.
Okay. Alright, now open it. Don't make any checks. Just run in.
I assumed you were tall, skinny, or you look kind of chubby.
I'm 15.
This is baby fat.
Right, weigh 248 pounds and 5'11.
Jesus.
Alright, so the area,
you weigh
you're walking through now.
I do.
This area appears to have been a library and bedroom at one time. Furniture, splintered shelves, and books smashed and torn, and everything is coated with a thick, sticking layer of tar-like sludge. A doorframe lines burst open in the southwest, beyond which a flight of slime-smeared stone steps lead down into the dark.
Slime-smeared stone steps.
Say 10 times.
Yeah,
we haven't figured out what the slime is yet.
Who's sliding
nature check on the slime.
Who's sliding down on a shield?
Alright, nature check on the slime, that's right. Taste a little bit of that, David.
Give it off to 16.
A little bit of this tar slime. Make sure it's not human.
It probably was human.
Human goop.
Sex thing.
So what is that?
Nature check on the slime.
It's bugbear.
Skin it.
Skin it.
Nothing that you
what would
know.
You skin a bugbear
nothing
for?
That you tasted.
Yeah. Tastes weird.
So shivers, what is that?
The guinea badger, as usual. Shivers, you go down.
Shiver doesn't know what to think.
It's poop.
Oh! And then I eat it.
You die.
And you might want to go see High Clerks for some kind of restoration.
Nah.
I might help you out of those. I have a pretty steep thing.
So there's a bunch of slime, and I go, guys, there's a bunch of slime.
And stairs.
I say, hey, have any of you guys played this mission before? Does any of you know what might possibly be down here?
I feel like I've had a dream of this.
Deja
before.
Vu.
Has anyone David been on Double Dare?
Kind of
I
like
feel like on Double
Joker
Dare, the slime Double Dare
comes back.
Ooh.
With always like not remembering what he was supposed to do, right?
Family Double Dare, maybe?
Well, Double Dare,
right.
And then Slime is also on
slime.
Can't Do That on Television.
That's right.
They've gone all over Nickelodeon. And
yeah.
What would
yeah.
you do? What would you do?
So, David, why don't you go down the stairs first? I'll peer right behind you.
So you peer right behind
you. All right.
Before you go,
what's
that? Everybody has a light spell on your armor.
Casting
so
what?
Oh,
I
light spell.
I can see in the dark.
I don't care. I can't.
It's not my fucking problem.
Well,
I go 30 feet away from you, so the spell goes away.
It's stuck on you for 40 minutes.
Yeah, but if
you
I go
down
a
the stairs away from
right.
us,
if I go a certain if I go a certain distance away from you, the spell dies
hey,
away.
The only option is just take off all your armor, go down there.
That's a good. Ooh. Skinny adventuring. Let's go. Okay, so don't cast light on me. I don't want it. Cast it on yourself.
I'll cast it on the badger.
Try it.
I think that was more permission than a dare.
Yeah, I think he really wants you to try.
Okay, I'll walk up and touch the badger on the head and make him blow.
Shivers attacks.
Shivers has armor.
No, I'll just say, please take it off of Shivers. If I'm the vanguard, I don't want people to see me coming.
Yeah, he gets in the dark. You're probably right.
Okay, I will go to the staircase, and I will, again...
Why are low light vision people in the front?
Yeah, I can see. I have dark vision.
Or
I will try
vision.
To detect magic.
I kick him down the stairs.
I have low light.
See if there's anything new.
I have low light.
I mean, there's definitely more slime.
You can see
right.
most in the dark.
Oh,
dark
stay!
Vision works.
I have dark perception. Me and Tabit do.
Okay, and both you guys.
Let's see. 15.
Light. I'm so normal.
16, sorry.
There is more
low light.
Slime here.
No.
But it looks like it's kind of drying.
So I won't have like a...
Whoa, and then fall.
No. It doesn't look like it probably
would
be
that. That would be funny. I will lead the way if somebody takes their light spell off of me and my friendly badger.
It's 40 minutes.
All right. I'll just sit back, relax, put on an episode of Star Trek Next Generation. That's about 44 minutes. By the time that's done, I'll head back down.
Do you want me to make any of the separate checks to see if I see, like, I'll make my walk. Are there, like,
okay.
Are the stairs, like, seem like they're stable enough to walk on, to go down on? Do I see?
Your perception check thinks that the only other thing that you'll notice is it looks like there's, like, a trail of debris kind of stuck in the slime around this area.
Okay, I'll start walking down.
So does it look passable still, or just like rough
terrain? Not even rough terrain. This looks like it's drying sludge.
Drying sludge.
Yep.
I walked down. Me and Shivers. He took the.
Okay.
So you're walking past me.
Before
yeah.
we continue with the David show, what's everybody else doing?
I'm gonna follow behind after that. After these two.
I'm
just
sneaking.
I'm
at the threshold still. I've not gone down.
He's got the wand in the back.
We keep looking at Ryan.
What do we do?
I'm going down. He's going down.
I say we should
probably sound like a surfboard. I say we send Shivers.
Shivers, go tell us what's over there.
If you want anything as good as Carver, you can go down there and escape for us.
He's the newest
member. He comes back up and he's like super powered.
Everything's dead. He gained like 20
levels.
And
then we'll roll around and get them FOMO. Like,
he's medium sized now.
So everyone's heading down?
Yep.
I am reluctantly.
And bringing
the
darkness
with us.
Huh.
We're mythic. We'll be fine.
Not all of us are mythic.
If I just remember my mythic traits.
We'll destroy you downstairs.
You're God. Go at it.
Like Demi-God, it's not good.
Like Demi Moore?
Yeah, with all the ashen.
Yeah, they're divorced.
Yeah.
So how do we level up in the mythic?
The only way to level up mythically is story mode now. So
we gotta do cool things.
So basically, it's when I say stuff.
When he says we do. Do something awesome.
You gotta taste one.
If you do something really kick ass, there's probably a good chance you'll probably mythically level up.
And I already have one, right?
Those don't count for anything, though. So you can erase that if you want.
Aww.
I mean, Shivers could always go first.
No.
I do like that. If you're so protective of him, why is he here? He should be staying in.
Yeah. I mean, Carver would go in.
Because we're a team.
Carver would do it.
You can have him. All right.
What would Carver do?
I don't know. Never met him.
I think we need some bracelets.
You gonna have him on your shoulder?
Badger?
Yeah. Just like
he's in my quiver.
It's okay.
Though.
Does he hand you arrows?
Scratch some eyeballs out. He'd be the first one to
he's in my quiver holding.
He doesn't know how to open a door, but he's the first one
arrow.
To
got like six arrows.
Because I go masterwork arrow, and then he hands me one of those. And then I say regular arrow, and he has one of those.
Yeah. He just has like six arrows in his mouth at all times. Hey. Yeah, the Stark one's
not. He has a quiver just back.
So I got David, Shivers, Kenny, Sneak and Rise.
Tab it on the backside.
Minto, tab it in the rear.
That's right.
It is quite dark, though.
Or at least I,
for light spells.
Or at least I'd assume so. It doesn't say anything about darkness.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know, it's like a basement. I think it's pretty dark. We'll fumble around for the light switch for a while.
So, are we Dark Knights?
Are you Dark Knights? No.
We're
Innkeepers.
We're Innkeepers.
No,
that's not the Dark Knights.
Innkeeper and
I'm
the Messiah of Dead Gun.
Yes, I got you.
Want to hit it again then?
I'll let you try, but
I don't think you tried any other time.
Well, because if we were Dark Knights, then it could be like Dark Knight Rises or whatever his name is.
Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, Dark Knight Rises.
My name changes like every 5 minutes.
Yeah. Alright.
As long as it starts
we
with
it.
R, we're close.
Well, so you're going down into the basement, right?
Tiptoe, David.
Can we see nothing, or what's
I can see.
David can see.
Who,
I can
what
see.
Did you cast Light Spell on? Is it on Shivers, or what's going on?
It's on my wand. So you didn't like it on him or the Badger.
Okay, you can. Yeah, it is dark, and are you moving forward still then, or?
Yeah. Why don't you guys go a decent level ahead of us, too, so that.
So we can
get, so we can get killed in time for you guys to run away?
We can't see in the dark.
Nah, Tabit's.
I can kind of see in the dark.
Tabit's in, like, these guys, whatever's going on needs to be, like, gotten rid of at least. I got a church, man. I got to think of a church.
Is that yours?
So, what that means is I will be in the back keeping anyone from running away.
It's not mine.
Oh.
I think pretty much if you don't see me start falling back, it'll be okay. If I start falling back.
No, I don't.
I'm going to hold you there. I'm going to do my best.
It's all warm. I don't want it there.
We're going to do this.
Oh,
God. Who's the clumsy one?
It's fat out here.
Remember
hey,
the
remember when you guys started infighting during that boss battle in my campaign?
Yeah.
That was so fucking funny.
That was awesome.
Do you remember
Eric like commanded Cameron's character to lay down during a boss battle?
he like knocked me over and took this the item you're supposed to use for
the shard.
Yeah, the item
yeah,
you
like
to kill
we
the boss
just,
with.
You
like,
just
Cameron
start
took it from him.
Yeah,
no, he turned you over and shook you.
Yeah, he's like, give it,
he was like a.
And I'm a halfling bard that has like six strength, so I'm like a negative four to everything. But I had a rod of command. So after it was my turn, it said, drop it, lay on the ground.
What was weird is that Cameron was like, okay. Like, he wasn't even
mad about
it.
Yeah, he did, too.
Lay
on the ground.
He was role-playing hardcore.
He was just like, all right, my character does it. Whatever. And I'm, like, trying to get you guys to stop
doing
it.
They have, like, this, they're in a different dimension, and they have this huge, monstrous plant thing in front of them. I don't know.
I'll send you my dry cleaning bill, Philip. Don't worry about it.
That's funny. That's awesome. That's still my favorite moment.
But that was your favorite moment?
I think so, yeah.
What about when I was doing flips?
No, I sent you another one.
With pancakes pooping out of my pocket.
That was pretty funny. Well, when I screwed up the CR counter and killed Cameron,
oh, we all died.
And then we restarted because I screwed up and still killed Cameron first because I critted on him twice in a row.
That was funny because everybody was like dying, and my guy was about ready. Like, all right, bye. I'm smaller than the grass.
I was about ready to die.
Oh,
poop. Cameron's just like, I'm dead? What the fuck ever?
You're like, why is everybody dying? And then I think you made it a bit too hard.
Yeah. I was just rolling high, too.
Yeah, you were. So what are you guys doing?
If I was going to crit someone twice in a row, definitely one would be Cameron.
Going down the stairs.
Yeah.
I think they should probably
sure
go a little bit ahead of
sure,
us.
Sure doesn't look like you guys are moving very fast.
No.
Well, let's go like this.
Well, I don't like the puke. I'm not a puke fan, so let these guys go first. Tao's got an iron stomach, but I think this might be the best.
As you start making your way down, after you get to the area you're in now, you know the notice the architecture changes a bit. It looks like
so it's going from like old Victorian to what?
Like
to
stone
modern.
Yeah. 70s. Yep. It starts looking more
lava lights.
It's got mirrors on the walls and the ceiling got glitter on it.
So it
smells like
feng shui.
Butt and sex.
Butt, sex, and crank.
Where have
you been?
Butter cake. Butter cake. Moist butter cake.
I'll take some crank and
moist
butter cake.
Moist butter cake panties. Yo.
So,
gosh.
So does it look like stonework? Or...
Yep.
Yeah, whatever, dwarf. You're always looking for stonework.
Well, I do get a plus two.
I know! That's why you always ask every time it's stone.
It's funny because he started talking like the video.
What video?
Dragon
short.
Strike.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
dwarf.
What you always say, dwarf.
Whatever,
clever. Elf. This half orc doesn't think so.
And
what do you think, elf?
You know, I mean, maybe it's just maybe say
it's
their emotions. Elves mix both. But I'm good at both of them. It just is kind of true sometimes. But
yeah, everybody should watch the Dragon Strike video.
I did.
No, I mean, the listeners.
Oh.
Yeah. It is amazing.
We gotta say it in Russian.
Why was Yadintag?
Yeah, we just lost our Russian.
Saying Z the Dragon Struck.
That's true.
I don't know how to say video. And plus, I'm speaking German, not Russian.
Then he just stops and goes, watch Dragon Strike video.
They give us some money, damn old TSR.
Yeah, yes! God damn it! We're already bankrupt, but now we have to raise more money to pay these guys!
Now we're in a fucking hole. Actually, TSR is back in business. So.
What?
Whoa.
Are you?
Wow. You like a
some other group starting up.
Oh,
wait, was it us?
That name though, can they?
No,
they
not
they,
us.
Was it by the?
They bought the rights.
By the rights.
Oh wow!
What's TSR?
It's the original
table. What are the same points? Remember?
Was that the original D&D?
Table
yes,
plus
yeah.
Simu. There's strategic
strategy.
Because then they were bought by
Wizards
of the Coast. Right, they were bought by Wizards of the Coast, which is a subsidiary
they
of like Mattel or something.
They bought Dungeons and Dragons.
I thought they bought
the
IP,
but I don't think they bought TSR itself. I might be.
Did we go down some stairs?
Well, David.
Anywho, as you go down the stairs and you start reminiscing about the old Dungeons and Dragons game.
Well, we do have a tabletop RPG group that meets at the end.
Does anybody remember what Thaco was?
To hit armor class zero.
I walked down. And I go. Remember in. Remember when D&D 2, where rangers didn't really have companions? It was more like they would just come out and join them.
I like how you call them that. D&D 2, then there was D&D 3. That was pretty good. D&D 4 wasn't very awesome. Then
what do you call it? Second edition.
I mean, I like
second
it,
edition.
And now D&D 5 coming out. Ooh, 5 where it's at.
If I'm going to go back into character, I'm about to. Like, well, you remember back in the old days, we used to be able to just call each other by our races, and there's no big problem with that.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
Whoa, I think you're
a
little bit racist, Kenny.
I don't know what you're talking about, Bard. You're not near as good as we
David,
are.
David, go down the stairs.
Loud noises.
Loud noises. Go downstairs.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Badger Master, go.
Why am I the leader?
Because you're
you
the
volunteer.
You got a, most hit points, and you're an orc.
Yeah.
Got a badger, and you can see in the dark right now.
And you can speak seven languages.
Okay, I say in Aklo. Fuck you.
Yourself to be leader.
I did
yes,
not.
Leader.
Some weird member of the Dark Knights did.
And you say,
hey, look, we're in a narrow hallway.
We heard you tell him that
fun,
you were
fun
the
fact,
leader, so lead us.
The translation of fuck you in Aklo to common is, sure, I'll do that.
Okay. All right. Get down them stairs.
DM says it. It must be.
All right. I will go down the stairs.
Under
duress.
Okay. So you're stopped.
I'm unhappy about it.
If I have to, I guess I'll go down.
He's having one of his teenage temper tantrums.
Yeah.
You can do
nobody understands
check.
Me.
Yeah, you can still make a perception check.
They even forgot my birthday.
They don't even care
birthday.
If I want to
orcs don't
date
have
the hot guy
right.
at school.
They have first murder day.
Perception.
this has been 25 years since I killed a guy.
19 perception.
That was awesome.
I missed it.
You're too busy being.
Did you roll 19?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll be fine.
You do not know. The only thing that's really standing out to you besides the dark is there seems to be a cold draft coming up from. Steps and the smell seems to be dissipating a bit.
So you just had this nice house with this horrible bit of stench.
I'm guessing
well,
that
you nicer,
did that come? Did that come?
All right, I'll keep going.
Like,
I'll keep walking down the stairs.
You know, there's a lot of squatters in this area.
Yeah.
They could have been, you know, hippies.
Squat. We should go into
so much for you.
We should go into a side game of the realtors of Mortenberg. Okay, we'll see the machine down there.
And I'm hoping everybody else is following me.
May have been
no,
a
they're just talking about the Indian.
yeah.
Innkeeper,
realtor,
insurance salesman.
No, I'm following it. It's just I'm behind everyone.
We can get those. We can get the South Towns. Property for cheap.
It'd be funny,
so
like
that's what I got the plans for. Once I killed it,
okay. It'd be funny if we played a member of a guy that couldn't make the Dark Knights and like he just goes home and complains to his wife every night, and somebody has to play the wife, and like the rest of us are his children.
I'm in
family strife.
I'm
yeah.
totally in. We should do that instead of
honey.
The podcast,
they wouldn't right? let me go out on mission again today.
I know, dear. I had to cook at their stupid inn.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you worked for him.
It's not my fault the table and chairs were unbreakable.
Shut up, Billy! Go out in the field, Dad! I don't know why they're Scottish.
Because they're obviously...
At least we're not going out on adventures and dying.
Oh, you would like that, wouldn't you there, Sonny?
Yep.
Why are you always here, Bernard? Are you fucking cherished?
What?
I don't know.
What language are you speaking?
What accent is that?
Aklo.
Oh.
David's now in
Mortenberg.
That's Mortenberg for you.
That's Mortenberg for you, lads.
That's South Mortenberg.
South Mortenberg.
South Mortenberg is on
the hood.
It's got a little bit more of an English accent on the north side.
Och.
He,
up on old, it's more like this,
eh?
What's all this thing?
You should see it. Could
that's a weird looking dick.
It's like an accident after like a serious automobile accident.
On a serious side note, maybe you should run the campaign to throw the mermaid.
Yeah, what am I going to be my mermaid love?
As soon as you get to some water, baby.
Once we're up near.
As soon as you get out of the landlocked area.
Yeah.
Alright, what are you coming for? You? The chambered brick lined walls are supported by a 15 foot high stone arch and paint arch. Circular alcoves have been cut out into the wall, each containing a stone sarcophagus. One sarcophagus on the southern wall has toppled over, spilling its elongated occupant partially out on the brick floor. A dry swath of black sludge nearly 10 feet wide runs down the center of the room, connecting the west and northeast stairs.
I do an Egyptian check.
The far end of the hall seems to have collapsed long ago. So
there's a bunch of little
a door
spots with
and this
probable undead. Let's just open up the book. Let's do it all at once.
I should
each of us get one coffin.
I like that.
Let's them all up. Yeah.
But I have a feeling as soon as we get to the middle of the room, they're all going to open by themselves anyway.
Isn't it? Or what does that mean?
Just... Well, then let's open one at a time instead of whatever's behind.
Well, can anybody cast fire? Can we just start burning one? See what happens?
We could, but then that's one less spell I have for something more important.
Yeah.
Well, what else are you going to use your spell for?
Obviously, he doesn't really need
carry on.
To...
all right, let's go to one.
I light one of my arrows on fire and shoot it at the casket.
Which one?
Stone casket. I hope so. which
one's
the most
really... They're all in alcohol, so you'll have to step inside the room.
You would like that, wouldn't you?
Well, if you want to do it, you want to do it, yeah. Unless you're going to use one of your mythic points to do it, since you don't have to worry about cover to do that.
Oh, never mind. He's at it. He's all on it. I'll shoot him this
time. Or traps.
Teleported.
Okay.
Natural 20.
You do not notice any trappiness
or trappies?
Alright, I'm going to push him in.
Yeah, I'll go in and open a casket. The one to
I'll do it one. Somewhat nice. Just kind of like forceful. Like.
I'm going to stay at the threshold.
Not like a shove.
And when I open it, I say, wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
Okay.
You do some dumb things, David, but I enjoy being your adventuring companion.
I just try to get things moving.
You should ask people if it's King Tut.
King Slut. Do you think there's a porno called King Slut?
Probably.
I bet there's a lot of female butter cake in it.
Horny Henry's Mexican Adventure is a porno.
What?
I'm sure,
there's the body in it. What's everybody else doing?
I make love to it passionately.
Okay, so what you're doing.
I am standing at the threshold.
Alright, still standing there, Philip. Yep. You just got done doing there. What is Kenny doing?
I'm going to help him.
Alright,
you're
going to
help me make love.
Alright, right. You help him over and you both gap at her.
Well, no.
He already said it. He already said it.
No.
And you already said you're helping.
No. I'm not helping.
No, and I'm really not making love to it.
You already said it. He said he's helping. So you're good.
No.
You're at each hole.
Okay, so I'm chaotic evil now?
No.
The only thing worse than necromancers is necromancers.
No. Obviously, I'm not really doing it.
We're just opening up
he
the...
He just stops what he's doing. Wait a minute. What am I doing?
No,
I'm not gonna do this.
I don't enjoy this at all.
I don't feel like you.
But just give me a couple more minutes.
This.
Okay, let's roll back to what we were really doing.
Yeah, let's rewind time.
This is the worst butt kick I've ever had.
Oh yeah, we butter cake the corpse. Everybody gather around, shivers too.
you even grow shivers out.
My cover shivers.
I think I'm just gonna go through the door.
But no, we're gonna go try to open that. We're gonna try to open the
door. We did. I opened it. There's a dead body. And then I made the joke. I make passionate love to her. And you said, I'll help you. And that's where that came from.
That's not what I meant.
We're opening these up, Grave Robin. So.
Well, yeah, let's open these up. We gotta look through these, and then stab them. I will stab it.
Okay.
I just want to make sure it doesn't come to life. Stab it.
Pretty sure. Yeah,
I'm not a big fan
you.
Of
stab it
undead,
good kind.
So.
I'm pretty sure by the time you're done mugging them that you'll know if they're alive or not. Mm-hmm. So you may want to stab them first.
With the big old heart and your big old stab through their skull, I'm pretty sure they're not going to be a lot more sure.
No.
Oh, see?
See what happens.
Hey, friends. Hey, what's up, guys?
So she getting trying to fuck them.
They really enjoy it. Now they all want some.
All right, Kenny, as you stab into it, it grabs onto it and screams at you.
In what language?
How are you doing that? You don't even have vocal cords.
It's actually
the mysteries of undead.
It's actually
it explains to you in very specific detail how it does it.
It's definitely a rape whistle. It's like.
So it grabs a sword with one hand. Is he like?
It's
obviously whistling, but does it have like a can of mace in the other hand?
Yeah.
I think the mace is about to come.
No, they're not going to come at all.
They're kind of dried up. Well, Solar Man came, and it wasn't
good. Kenny, just hold it down. I'm almost done. Everybody roll initiative.
Oh, you guys have to hump
it. Can I just apologize to him?
What happens?
Is that my initiative?
We didn't hump it. We just opened up the casket.
Listen, you guys were dead anyway. Why does it matter?
That could be the title of this episode.
Yours?
This section of the episode.
Which
I didn't hump it.
You have it.
I have like four of them because... No hump it. What's this one called?
We talking about?
This oh, the episode I didn't hump it?
I didn't hump it.
Yeah, this will be probably the second or third.
Right, just by the time that we're
at. Wait, you don't put that first hour in?
Oh, yeah, that's going
in. Who did that last time? It's going in.
Sometimes I think that's so funny.
We never set this room off before.
It's funny how people can change.
Probably because your group didn't try to fucking
yeah.
molest the
Yeah, what Pathfinder kind of
society.
Lame group are you playing with?
Yeah,
don't try to rape
like,
dead people.
I feel like the Pathfinder Society would have asked that guy to leave. Like, you need to go. We're here.
No, what's worse, the guy that's helping the dead thing or the next guy that's just randomly joins in afterwards?
I didn't know he opened up the case, right? I didn't get that part. I thought he was working
yes,
on
it.
It
was, yeah.
And then he had his dick out.
And I was like, what?
I know. Some of my favorite moments of Pathfinder Society is that...
You're just like,
alright,
I guess
it's
probably must have
done. Rogue. We came to this point where we're trying to get through this tunnel, and she was making it through using everyone else being humans or half-orcs. We're having trouble, so I'm like, screw this. Hit her with a large person, so she had a struggle to get through now. That's funny. But then we came to a room that we, or a hallway we knew was full of traps. So I'm like, you know, it's going to take you a week to get through here and disarm everything, so I just summoned a pony and had run back for it until it set all the traps off. So if it wasn't for the fact you're not allowed to try to play or kill people, she would have killed my character.
Why? Why does she care if you play if you kill a pony that you summoned?
No, you enlarged her person.
No, I know that, but
yeah.
That sounds fun. Can you enlarge specific parts of a person?
It's like a topical
possibly.
Thing you rub it
on. Yeah. like before we make love.
Just.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresinpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.